Let's stay with the third group of prospects for a moment. There can be a variety of reasons for their no's. Monetary issues could be a good reason to refuse. However, most people may not see life insurance as a necessity. Remember Mr. Adam? He viewed life insurance as a scam. It was the insurance agent's challenge and duty to relate to Mr. Adam. He should have appealed to him on a different level. Mr. Adam may have had a bad experience in the past, or he may not have realized the true benefits of life insurance. Surely he did not want to see his family take on a financial burden in the event he dies, if only he knew what was coming on that unfortunate day. If Mr. Adam would have realized the benefits of life insurance, he may have been more likely to purchase a policy. This could have resulted in a better ending to the tragic event in Niceville. You agree? This is where the traits of a sales agent comes in. Click next to learn more.